Argentina. I've been to South America many times in the past 18 years. It never fails to impress me. From the festive spirit of Buenos Aires to the serenity of Cape Horn, I've marveled at the grandeur of the Andes Mountains and the beauty of the blue waters of the South Pacific. As a boy, I always felt the sun burn brighter here, as if it were trying to point out its favorite place in the world. My father hated it. My sister and mother, they got along anywhere, with everybody. To me, it was an exciting world that I could explore forever and never learn all its secrets.
Excuse me.
Yes?
You are Señor Day? Señor Aaron Day?
Yes.
Good. You will come with us.
Why?
You will come with us now, Señor.
No uniforms. You're not La Policia. So why should I join you?
Because my friend has a gun pointed at the center of your spine, Señor. And we would not like to disturb the peace of this lovely plaza.
Your friend isn't very talkative.
He does not speak English, Señor. Now please, move.
All right.
And be aware that I too have a gun.
That's nice.
Now follow my friend down the alley alongside this building. I will pay your check and be right behind you. Do not be foolish.
You forgot your hat, Señor.
Were you hoping to attract attention or leave a clue?
No, I was... I was hoping to get close enough so I could break every bone in your body. I can, you know. Or I can place my hand on your throat right here and snap it like a twig.
Oh, Manuel. Is he dead?
No. I only banged his head into that wall a couple of times. Now, you and I can talk undisturbed.
Please, don't kill me.
Where were you taking me?
I can't tell you.
Wrong answer!
El Casa de Delgado.
Why? Come on!
Señor Delgado paid us to bring you there.
I don't know him.
It has something to do with his wife, Señora Elena.
I don't know her either. Go on!
Señor Delgado found part of a list of names. Three men. It seems his wife wrote those names down just a few days ago, just before she disappeared. Your name was on that list.
What were the other names?
I only remember one other name. Butcher.
Butcher? Let's go see Señor Delgado.
What, Señor? He's not a young man. He would be no match.
Perhaps to save his wife. So she can kill me. Casa Delgado was ever inch a symbol of wealth. Old tapestries and antique furnishings, marble and glass. An ancestry that could be traced back 10 generations. And Señor Miguel Enrique Escobar Delgado was the icon of grandeur, from his frost-white hair to his silk-smoking jacket and Cuban cigars. He was not prepared for my appearance.
Señor Day, may I offer you a drink?
No.
You don't mind if I have one? Was it necessary to injure my men?
They made it so.
And do you intend to harm me?
If I did, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
You are American. Your reputation says you are highly successful, but...
Say it, Señor. You won't be the first.
You are Negro. I believe you call it colored in your country.
When did your wife leave, Señor?
After finding this list. I mentioned those names to a diplomat I know. He hath heard of you. He said you are also called Blackjack, and that you happen to be in our country at this time protecting someone.
Well, that job is finished.
I was also told that you are a most dangerous man. They did not say you would be so young, presentable, and...
And an American Negro?
It matters little here, Señor. But in your country, I seldom see your people in such...
My looks and color have nothing to do with why I'm here, Señor. Now, tell me why you sent those men after me.
This is a picture of my wife, Elena. Her maiden name was Martinez. Do you know her? Are you friends?
I knew what he was really asking. And I knew his wife 7 years ago. But how could I tell him that what happened then has been my greatest shame?
Yes. We got them all, Butcher. Rounding them up like cattle.
A client will pay double for this bunch. Aaron, get over here.
Yes, sir.
What a good little soldier you are. For the colors. Help chase your wonderful prisoners. I want to see them lined up in the village square in a half an hour. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Good boy.
What are we going to do with them? And the villagers that help them?
Chase, they don't call me butcher for nothing.
You think your wife left you for one of the men on that list?
I am no fool, Señor De. I am old. Old enough to be her father. But I am also wealthy. She was always so evasive about her past. She would not truly speak of it. This troubled me, but she was also so young. She is so beautiful and kind. And I wanted her. She wanted money, so...
So you know this for a fact?
No. People said I was marrying beneath my position. Elena is young and beautiful. She could have had any young man she wanted. She chose me. Perhaps because I have money and position, it has happened before. For a year, things were good between us. But lately, she has been acting strangely, and for the past 3 weeks, some of my workers have seen her meeting with strange men in low places. Later, after she disappeared, I found that list crumpled in her wastebasket. I asked about the men and learned of you. Do you know my wife?
No. But I do know the men on that list. They're mercenaries and dangerous killers.
And my wife is with them?
I hope not, Señor. And I don't believe she left for the reasons you imagine.
Then why?
I'll bring her back and she can tell you herself.
You know how to find her?
No. But I know how to find them. One of the low places Señora Delgado had been seen in. A local saloon run by a woman with a unique history. Hello, Dolores.
Don't sneak up on me, strange. Well, well, well. If it isn't my favorite American, the great Aaron Day. It's been a long time.
7 years.
1929, I think. Yes, when you came by, had a few drinks, smoked my cigars and left that girl here. What was her name? Oh, yes. Elena.
You were the only one that could help her. The only one that wouldn't...
Wouldn't put her out on the street. Yes, I have my scruples.
You're angry because I brought her here?
No, stupido, because you never came back. Not even to see how I was doing.
You know why, and I sent money.
See, but it did not make those years any easier for her.
I didn't think she'd want to see me.
Why not? Why wouldn't she want to see the man that helped destroy her village?
Go on, Aaron. Pick one.
Is that why you called me in here?
Spoils of war. Surely you sampled them before.
No, thank you.
Don't you walk away from me. Don't you dare. All my men get their due for their work.
I have prisoners to guard.
Not for much longer.
Why are we killing them? There's a reward for everything.
The bank owner said dead or alive, boy. And dead is easier to deal with. Now take one of these women. Do you want young or something more experienced? How about this one? I think her name is Elena. She's a spirited one and not bad on the eyes. I found one of the bandits hiding in her house. In her bedroom, in fact. Naughty little thing.
He was to be my husband, you pig!
No, not that, girlie. She tried to stop me from apprehending him. And he tried to escape.
Where is he now?
He beat him to death.
Be glad I didn't do that to you, sweetheart. See? Now you can meet Aaron here. Not bad at fighting, and he's a hell of a tracker. He led us right here to the mother-lord. See, Aaron, you deserve a little something. Come on, Aaron. You've earned it. Here's your chance to sample the other side. Come on. Come on.
She came by here recently. Aaron. Aaron.
Oh, sorry. What did you say?
I said I did not see much of her after she married Señor Delgado, but seemed happy, at peace. But she came by here about a week ago. She heard that you were in the area, you and Butcher.
He's back here?
A little over a month ago. He started raiding payrolls in small-town banks.
Where is he?
Why? Do you need work? I heard you were doing well.
Okay, stop fooling around, Dolores. Now, Elena disappeared a few days ago. If Butcher's in the area...
Madre Dios, I did not know. Oh, I didn't think she would really...
What?
Well, many adventurers and mercenaries come here. She knew a few of the old ones. She said she came to see me, but she also talked to them. I thought, oh my God, if she learns his location, if she...
Where is he, Dolores? If she wants revenge, she'll go after him and he'll cut her to pieces.
I can find out quickly, but it will take a few days to gather up some men.
No time. Just get me the information, I'll go along.
That is suicide.
I owe her this, and much more. Now, where is Butcher?
Butcher and his men do not fight bandits anymore. They are bandits. They're up in the hills north of here. It will take you maybe 2 days to reach that area.
Not if I fly.
This is the area Dilori spoke of, Señor Day. Rumor says Butcher and his men are camped about 2 miles east of here, but the nearest place to land is 3 miles west.
Don't worry about landing. I'll get out here.
You are crazy. It is very dangerous to parachute down to that stand of tall trees.
For me, the real danger comes once I'm on the ground.
Come on, Addy. Come on, give it a try.
I said no. Butcher, why don't we just do what we're hired to do? Turn the bandits over to the soldiers and collect our money. There's a regiment in the area.
You're getting uppity, boy. I took you on only because of that frog friend of yours in Paris. But I don't like people undermining my authority.
And I don't like shooting down unarmed men and torturing innocent people.
They're not innocent. They're just on the losing side. We win, we get to enjoy ourselves. Spoilers of war, boy. We are doing.
Not my father. Not any of the men he called friends.
You know this for a fact, Adam. You watch your daddy every minute of every day.
I didn't need to. I knew what kind of man he was.
Did you, Adam? Did you really?
My father had secrets. Some of them I learned as I grew older. Some I still don't know. But I was certain of one thing. My father would never have been a party to what Butcher and his men were doing to that village. Not ever. Jeez! Stop it! We don't have to kill him!
Butcher's orders! Now get out of the way!
I didn't sign on to shoot down unarmed men!
Is that so? Well, I did, and so did a few others.
If you don't stop him!
You'll do what, boy? There are 9 of us, and we can shoot you just as easily as we can kill them. Now get out of here! There ain't nobody here worth dying for, boy.
Right then, I knew it would be a night of blood like none I'd ever seen. Not a battle, but torture and murder and madness. I stumbled away from the firing squad, but I could still hear them. I knew what they were doing. Deliberately aiming too high or too low, nicking some of the prisoners time and time again until the final shot. Up ahead of me, in the house that once belonged to the town's mayor, I could see Butcher through the window. He and several men were drinking and tormenting the women, cat and mouse, closing in, leering, grabbing, laughing. I drew my guns. Maybe I could keep them prisoner until they sobered up, or maybe I could get the woman to safety somewhere, but where? I was one man with 2 old pistols against 100 men with as many guns. They owned the town. What chance did I have? What can I do alone?
Señor Day, I say you cannot jump out of my plane here. It is too dangerous.
Maybe.
Don't do it, Señor, por favor. Climb back in from the wing and we'll find
another. Thanks for the name.
Señor Day, if you die, Dolores will kill me.
I was a half hour sprinting through the woods towards Butcher's camp. As I ran, I couldn't help wondering, why was I here? What did I hope to accomplish? To save Elena or or to prove something to myself. I was surprised at how easy it was to find Butcher's camp. In fact, I could smell it before I could see it. He let his men cook over an open campfire. Not smart. The smoke rose into the air, carrying the scent of roasted pig. Fitting somehow. I crept through a thick line of bushes and found myself on a hilltop overlooking a large gully, about 30 feet deep and a half mile long. There were about 12 tents set up along the bottom, 11 two-men tents and one large command tent. The large one would be Butcher's. There were men and horses milling about. A cargo truck and one car were parked at the far end of the camp. But there was no sign of Elena. Was that good or bad? Had she become lost trying to find them, or had they found her? I wasn't alone. Come on. A little closer. Come on. Oh, no, Elena!
Well, go ahead. Kill me. Go ahead.
Squat, Grant. Calm down. Calm down, and I'll remove my hand. Okay. There.
You. So you are one of them after all.
One what? One of Butcher's men? No!
Don't lie to me. If you are not one of them, then why are you here?
Like you, missy? He's come here to die. Don't do it! Get your hands away from those guns of yours. Well, well, well. Look who came calling after all these years.
Chase, long time no see.
How you been, Aaron? Or should I call you Blackjack? Heard some tall tales about you these past few years. Any of them true?
You might have a chance to find out.
I see you brought us a little friend. Right now, I see you right... Wait a minute. It's her! The girl from the old village. Is this her rifle here on the ground or yours? No, I'd say this was too light a caliber for you, Aaron. Now, why would a girl come here with a rifle? Couldn't be she planned to pay us a nasty visit. Is that what you had in mind, missy?
Stay away from her!
Don't try it! The boys here don't feel kinship with you like I do. They might just shoot you dead to relieve their boredom. Like old times, Aaron. You trying to play hero to some woman. And doing just as good a job as before. Now, as I was saying, beautiful, do you remember me?
I remember you.
Good. Because...
I remember you! You pig!
She scratched my face! You little...
Let her go! I said let her go! Let...
Thanks, Carlos. All right, let's get them down to the camp. I think Butcher's gonna be real pleased to see both of them. Yeah. Real pleased indeedy.
Where are we?
One of the tents. Butcher's out scouting something nearby. But he'll be back soon enough.
Let's see if I can sit up. That's better.
They've tied our hands and feet too well. I can't break free. I can hardly move.
How long have I been out?
I don't know. 15, 20 minutes maybe. They threw us in here then left. I think this is a supply tent. Most of these boxes and sacks have dried food on them. But there are no weapons. It's useless.
Maybe.
You're really not with them, are you?
I told you I wasn't.
Then what are you doing here?
I came looking for you. Your husband sent me when you disappeared.
How did he know about you?
That list you threw into your wastebasket. He showed it to me, and I recognized the names. Ask a few questions, and here I am.
So, my husband hired you to come after me.
No, that was my choice.
What are you trying to do?
Get up on my knees.
Begging won't help. I tried that 7 years ago. It didn't help.
You don't have to talk about
it. Why? You think it all goes away if I don't speak of it? You don't forget something like that. You can't. I still see that night. Every single second of it. First, I stood before them, defiant and proud. My fiancé was a thief, but only to feed his mother and little brother, not to get rich. I tried to convince him to stop, but there was no work and the land was not good to him. When I realized that the men who captured him, captured the village, were after the bounty, I shouted and screamed at them. I called them vultures and scavengers because that is what they were. Then I realized they were the worst kind of animals. I knew what they would do to us, to the women. At that moment, I cursed them. I cursed you as you stood there with them. When Butcher put his hands on me, I fought, scratched and bit and kicked, then pleaded and begged and cried. The next morning, the soldiers came, but it was too late. The soldiers took over my village, my people, but there wasn't much left. What Butcher had not stolen or smashed, he'd burned. Those who did not obey him, he killed. Men and women. My friends and family. Months later, while staying with Dolores, I went to see a doctor. I will never have children.
Elena, I tried.
I saw you ride in with the soldiers. I know you brought them.
Not in time to help you or to save all those lives. I realized I couldn't stop them alone. So I rode off to find that regiment that we were supposed to meet. It was the hardest thing I'd ever done. To leave knowing... Elena, I'm sorry.
I know. You felt guilty. Is that why you took me away from there? Is that why you left me with Dolores?
That's part of it. I was concerned. I knew that... I was afraid you'd need a doctor at a place where you...
Be an unwed mother?
Yes.
You said that was one of the reasons.
When I was 9 or 10 years old, my father was hired to go fight a rebel leader in Egypt. We flew from New York to London, where my father was supposed to meet the man who hired him. The night of the meeting, I slipped out the window and followed him.
Your mother didn't know you were gone? You weren't afraid?
She and my sister were already asleep. And I wasn't afraid because I'd done it before, in a dozen places around the world. I followed my father to a pub near Whitechapel. I waited a long time until he came out and started heading back. As I followed, I watched him looking around, taking it all in. He seemed just as amazed as I was by that old city. It seemed almost magical until we turned that corner.
Please, let me pass. Stop it! Stop it!
Come on, girlie, me and me pal and me, you know, on. We just want you to be a little friendly like.
No! Now let me pass.
Me pal said friendly like. You're not being friendly at all. I don't like that.
I watched my father walk towards the men, coming up behind them so quietly. He was a big man, but he could walk so soft when he wanted to. He stepped up behind one of the men and said,
"You won't like the way I treat you neither."
Now the... Blimey! It's a jig! Now, come on, get off out of it before we have to cut you up real nice.
Please, let me go.
You any good with that knife?
You bet your life I am. I'm the best as ever.
You broke his arm.
You got a knife, I can do the same for you.
We didn't mean nothing, just having a little fun's all.
Oh, me arm, me arm!
This ain't over. We'll find you. We got friends and we'll find you.
Papa, are you all right?
What are you doing here, Aaron?
I followed you, Papa. Please don't be mad.
Boy, I have told you 100 times
not to... I know, Papa. But what about those men? They said they'd come after you. What if...
That was a walking threat. It's a coward's tears. You don't worry about them till you have to. You can leave now, ma'am.
She didn't say nothing. She didn't thank you.
Didn't expect her to. Probably as scared of me as she was of them. Come on, boy.
Why, Papa?
Because of what white folks been taught to think about us. About all Negroes.
That's not right!
Yeah, I know, boy, but don't you expect no better.
Then why'd you help her? Why'd you help a lady who don't even like us?
Listen to me, son. You listen good. Our people's history is filled with stories of women being attacked. Taken from villages, ships, homes, fields. Having no choices, their prayers falling on deaf ears. No man's got the right to touch a woman if she don't want him to. You understand me, Aaron? No man. I don't care who or what he is.
I understand.
Good. Let's go.
Papa, that never happened to any of our family, right? Right?
No, Aaron. It never did.
It did happen. Somewhere in our past. To someone close. But I never found out who. When I turned 15, my parents were killed.
An accident?
Now, they were shot down. In a plaza in Madrid.
I'm so sorry. Who...
I don't know. Probably never will. But I know what he would have done that night in your village. My father would have...
You think you should have fought him single-handedly? No, you would have failed, just as I did. You would have died. After you left me to Dolores, you didn't come back, not because you had forgotten about me, but because you couldn't face me?
You should never have suffered like that. None of those women should have.
Well, I did. And I survived. I survived!
Yes, you did, little lady. And quite nicely, I might add. Careful, round two.
Butcher!
Yes, indeed it is. And blackjack. What a sight for sore eyes. Good to see the man that got me 5 years in a stinking South American prison.
Only 5 years? You must have caught the judge on a good day.
Judas! Sold me out for what? For her? No, that's not it. I offered her to you and you turned me down. Was it money? No. There wasn't any bounty on me and my men. We was working for the government. So why?
You still don't get it, do you?
Those killings, I was doing what our clients paid us to do. Ridding the countryside of some worthless...
That's not the way the army captain saw it.
No, it wasn't. Capitan Reynaldo Vargas took a dim view of things. Arrested me and most of my men. Not you, of course, Aaron. Fortunately, some of my clients found it fit to negotiate my charges down, so I wasn't executed. Just locked up like an animal. 5 years. 5 years of hell you can't begin to imagine.
Really? Then we have something in common.
You think that's funny? In a few hours, I'm going to come back here and wipe that smile off your face and make the both of you pay. So laugh while you can.
What do you mean?
I'm in such a good mood because this is my lucky day. All my enemies have been brought to me in the same place. You see, the good Capitan Vargas at this very moment is leading a troop of men to the hills guarding army pay. Thousands of dollars of government money. My money! Since I was never paid for all my good work all those years ago.
Vargas must know you're in these hills. Word must have spread about your race.
Sure he knows. And he even got a tip that I'd be trying to steal this shipping as well. Isn't that right, Chase?
Sure is. In fact, he also got the juicy piece of news that we'd strike in the woods just an hour south of here. He got details of how many men, tactics, everything.
You're baiting a trap.
Go to the head of the class. Told you this boy was sharp. You know what I've got in mind, don't you? Must be all that reading I've seen you doing. See, little lady, we're not going to strike here. We're going to hit him when he goes through a narrow pass just a half an hour from now. We're going to fire down on them from a protected ledge and cut him and his people to ribbons. Then, I'm going to come back here and repay you two for all your kindness. Yes, I will. You can bet on that. Chase, we've got work to do. Leave two men to guard them. The rest, come with us.
I'll see you two later. Oh, and Aaron, I've always admired those guns of yours. Retooled Walker Colts, ain't they?
That's right.
Well, since you won't be needing them anymore, I'll be taking good care of them. Real good.
Your lip is bleeding. Yeah. We're not going to get out of this, are we?
I don't know yet.
I do not want to die here.
Good, because I don't plan to. Got it.
What have you got behind your back?
A cigarette lighter. It was in my back pocket. The guards took my cigars, but never looked for this. Now, if I can light it and set it down upright on this crate...
You are going to try to burn off your ropes?
Exactly. Roll over near the tent opening and keep an eye out for the guards.
It's hard to see under the flap. Butcher and his men are getting ready to leave. Aaron, they have so many weapons. What is wrong? You have burn in your hands.
Don't worry about it. Keep an eye out.
Butcher and most of his men are on horseback, except two who are getting into convertible.
Get the ladder! This time we ride for the big hall. This is our day, man. This is ours. Let's ride!
They are gone.
Good. The ropes are almost burned through.
Your hands.
It's not the first time. Here, let me peek outside.
The two guards are across the compound, near their horses.
Yeah, I see. They're pretty sure of themselves, huh? Sitting there passing a bottle back and forth. That truck just beyond the horses. I can just see into the back. Yeah.
We can't go out the front of this tent. It is facing the guards, and the back is up against the cliff wall. They would see us trying to climb up.
I have a plan. First, we need to find out how much stuff in here will burn. Then I'm going to cut a hole in the back of the tent.
We are going to try and escape that way?
I'm going out that way. You're going to stay here and burn to death.
That roast pea smells good. Pass the whiskey bottle here. You've already had more than your share.
Oh, yeah, I order.
Fire!
What's it?
Fire!
Mr. Blighton is on fire.
The prisoners, come on!
Mrs. Blighton's burning. I think I see the prisoners on the floor at the back.
Who cares about them? Save the food.
Now that's not nice.
You got both of them.
I'll drag them away from the tent. You find something to tie their hands up with. Quickly!
All right. I think I see something by the truck. I found this rope.
Good. The quicker we get this done, the sooner I can get to Captain Vargas.
What can you hope to do against Butcher and his men?
I don't know yet, but I have to try.
Then I am going with you.
No, no! Now, you're going to take one of these horses and ride out of here.
Ride where? We're miles from any help except the captain.
Look, this is not a debate. Now get on that horse.
I came up here alone, and I can find my way to the captain the same way. Or I can ride with you. But I am not going to run away. Butcher is my enemy, too. I will fight him with or without you.
All right, then. Wait here. Just what I thought. All right, let's go.
What did you take from that truck?
An equalizer. Come on, let's ride. There it is. That's the pass. And approaching the far end of it is Captain Vargas and the payroll shipment.
There are only two cars in a truck. Where are the rest of the soldiers?
Unless Vargas has them trailing further back, they might be set up in ambush by the woods, where they're expecting the attack. And there's Butcher and his men.
Where?
To your left, halfway down the hill on that ledge.
With all those boulders on the ledge, the soldiers won't be able to hit any of them.
That's the idea. I can ride along the ridge on the right and then down to the pass to warn the captain.
But Butcher's men will shoot you down before you reach him.
Probably. Unless...
What is it?
That pile of boulders and stones on the top of the hill, just above Butcher. If that came down on them, the soldiers and I would have a chance.
But how?
You wanted to help? Now here's your chance. Take this.
Two sticks of dynamite? This is what you took from the truck? Why didn't you take more?
Well, that's all there was! Ride along the ridge and stay out of sight. Now plant this at the base of the pile, light it and run. Here, take my lighter.
All right.
Yeah, and be careful. I want that lighter back.
Good luck to you, too.
Yeah. Good luck to both of us. Come on, boy. I rode hard and fast along the ridge on the far side until I came to a narrow path that led down to the road. The payroll caravan was only a half a mile away. If I could warn them before Butcher's men opened fire, we might have a chance. Of course, there was also the possibility that the guards might think that I was attacking them. They might open fire before I reached them. But even that would stop them before they were in position to attack Butcher. I just had to reach the road without...
Look, it's Blighton!
He's trying to warn the payroll guards! Open fire!
Come on, horse! Move! Come on! Captain Vargas! It's a trap! Butcher's here! Butcher's here! The horse was shot out from under me, and I went down rolling to absorb some of the impact. But I hit hard, and I could barely move. It was only a matter of seconds before one of those snipers had me in his sights.
Pull up between him and the two of them. Quick, get behind the car. Hey.
Thanks, Captain Vargas.
I know you, yes?
Time for that later, Captain. Now, watch your rear guard back there. I'm sure Butcher will have some of his men coming behind
him. They already have. I can see it from here. Three, maybe four men in my car. Our men can hold them, but we can't get you Butcher from up there. Sooner or later.
Well, maybe not, Captain. Maybe not. Not if...
They are using explosives.
Not the thieves, Captain. Look.
The rocks, I stopped them. Buried them alive. And look, on the top of the ridge, a woman.
Yeah, She set off the explosive. Looks like that took the fight out of Butcher's men, too. They're giving up to your men.
Madre Dios. Someone survived the slide. It is...
Butcher!
Damn you, Blackjack! Damn you! I can't get to you, Le Capitan, but I can reach the ridge and get the girl! I will have my revenge, I swear it!
He's climbing up towards the top of the ridge, and it will take too long to drive around, and... Where are you going? You'll never reach him on time on foot. He has too much of a lead.
He's not gonna hurt her again! I ran like I'd never run before, scrambling up the sides of the pass, gravel, grass, rocks, slipping and sliding beneath me. I ached from the beating, the fire, the fall when the horse went down. But none of that mattered now. None of that was going to stop me from reaching Butcher before he caught Elena. And neither was the sight that greeted me when I reached the ledge.
Help me. Help me.
Chase!
Help me, Aaron. My leg. I can't feel him. I can't move.
His legs were pinned under a pile of large rocks. It was a good chance they were crushed. I quickly knelt down beside him.
I knew you wouldn't leave me here.
Chase, I'll need my guns back.
No! Don't leave me!
Again, I scrambled up the hillside, pushing and stumbling. When I reached the top of the ridge, I could see Butcher in the distance, about 100 yards away. He was stalking a clump of trees, closing in on something or someone. And then I saw her, a few feet away from him, pressed back against a tree, holding her breath with a rock in her hand. I ran as fast as I could. I had to cover enough distance to become a threat to Butcher. I had to!
There you are. I'm gonna kill you, girlie. Like I should have done the first time.
Butcher!
What? How did you?
Drop it!
I'll get one of you. Oh. Go on. Finish me off. Go on.
Yes! Kill him! Kill him dead! Kill him!
No.
Why?
Because he's a coward. I always hated you, boy. Remember how they treated you. Remember. So shoot me. Go ahead, shoot.
Yeah, I remember. And because of that and what you did to Elena, I want you to live. You and Chase. I want you to live a long time with shattered legs and arms in a South American prison with all those wonderful, playful people for the rest of your life. Come on, Elena.
Shoot me, please. Shoot me!
Here we are. Your house is just down the street.
You will not see me to my door? You will not come in?
No. This is as far as I go.
Thank you for everything. For coming after me, for saving my life this time, and 7 years ago.
Does your husband know about any of this?
He knows I am from a poor village and that I've had a hard life. No more than that.
Do you love him?
Yes, very much.
Well, you should tell him that. And you might want to tell him about all this someday.
He is a good man, Senor Day. You are a good man. And someone should tell you that often. If you are ever in our city again, please, come to visit. A friend is always welcome. Goodbye, Blackjack.
My friends call me Aaron. In a week, I'll be back home. Back in New York City. And I'll breathe easier because something has been put to rest. Finally, I know what my father would have done if he'd been in that village 7 years ago. He'd have done just what he taught me to do. His best. That's all any of us can do. And sometimes, that's enough.
You've just heard Blackjack, Retribution, by Alex Simmons, directed by Jerry Holste, with a very special assist by Elisa Martin, starring Colleen Crawford as Elena and the British Woman, Damian DaCosta as Butcher, the Pilot, Mantu, and Guard, Judette Jones as Dolores, Alex Simmons as Matthew Day, Matthew Simmons as young Aaron Day, Eric Thorne as Senor Delgado, Captain Vargas, and Guard, Daniel Whitner as Aaron Day, also known as Blackjack. And yours truly, Zero Boy, as Chase, Man One, Guard, Prop Plane, Guns, Horse Fights, and Cars, and the rest. Original music was composed and performed by Don McCluskey. Esme did the live sound effects. Sound designer in chief Audio engineer for Stage Shadows and producer of classic radio for WFUV is Adrian Cosentini.